This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, I came across something, I think somebody posted it to their Facebook account, and it's from Newsweek, about National ID. One of their editors or authors, Christopher Dickey, has what he calls a modest proposal. So I'm going to go ahead and share his modest proposal with you here. And he says that the headline here, all Americans, whether brown, white, or black, should be required to carry a passport showing they are red, white, and blue. This is his modest proposal. As an American, I cannot go to Arizona today without a passport, declared Los Angeles City Councilman Ed Reyes, one of the sponsors of a resolution to boycott Arizona's businesses because of its new immigration law. According to the story here, if I come across an officer who's having a bad day and feels the picture on my ID is not me, I can be deported. No questions asked. The hyperbolic Reyes told the LA Times this week, that is not American. Well, as it happens, according to Dickey, when I was in Arizona for a conference last month, I carried my passport everywhere I went. Not that I really expected to be asked for it. I was born in Tennessee, and my Scots, Irish, English, German, and Danish forebears got me an exemption from such tribulations, even in Arizona, simply because they were all white. The fact is, I always carry my passport. After years
living... You always carry your passport? What if you lose it? What a bad idea.
After years living and working in Europe, the Middle East, and Central America, I've grown used to the idea that cops can ask me for my papers anytime they choose. In police states, this is a pretty ugly process, most often an attempt at intimidation or extortion, or both. In democracies, it can be pretty ugly, too, and sometimes for the same reasons, but you get used to it. And if we're serious about drawing lines against illegal immigration, which is all about defining who is a card-carrying American and who is not, a national ID is the obvious first step. Without it, we're left guessing who looks like or sounds like a bona fide gringo. So, to be fair, my modest proposal is that all Americans inside America, not just outside, should be required to have passports and to carry them at all times. Whenever any American is asked for an ID, he or she should have to produce one issued by the federal government.
Well, this gentleman is making a proposal basically based on his personal experience in foreign countries. He was an expatriate in foreign countries on several continents, and he carried his passport with him because he wasn't a citizen of the country, and he needed to be able to show he felt that he needed on a moment's notice to show who he was.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if his personal experience makes it modest proposal, then I have some personal experience too. I spent 8 years of my life in a little prison that they called Gladiator School in the state of Florida, and we had to wear our IDs at least for a portion of the time. The rules tended to change because government's arbitrary, but for a portion of the time, a good portion, we had to carry our IDs actually clipped to our shirt pocket. And if you didn't have the shirt pocket, you had to immediately go to the laundry and they would sew one on for you. So, my modest proposal is that everyone must be required to wear a shirt with a pocket at all times, and they must have their national ID clipped to it.
Oh, you got used to it, right? So it must be okay.
It's fine. It's a modest proposal.
According to him, he says those who fail to comply should be liable to detention until the cops who pick them up figure out if they're really true red, white, and blue Americans.
Yep, that's how it was in prison, too.
No matter whether
you
they
have
are
your ID pinned to your badge, you could go to the confinement.
No matter whether they are black, brown, white, or shades in between. Of course, passports like the one I carry, the ones that are required if you want to fly into the United States, are expensive. Mine tend to wear out fast in my back pocket, and the last one I got cost $100. So let's be reasonable. At minimum, all Americans should be required to have one of the wallet-sized passport cards issued by the feds. They cost $20 if you've had a regular passport before, $45 if you haven't. Foreign citizens with United States permanent resident cards, which have recently been redesigned and made more secure, would only need to show those. Anything less, the biometric Social Security card advocated by some Democrats on Capitol Hill, say, or the Real ID program to modify state driver's licenses as national IDs, or the E-Verify program for businesses to check employees' true nationalities, is really just a workaround that doesn't work. So all of those police state ideas are not modest enough.
This is a better police state idea.
Well, his is, I guess they aren't good enough. His is modest, but better.
According to him, right? Yeah. And that's the thing, is we were told that the driver's licenses were secure. We've been told that the Social Security cards were secure. We've been told that all the things that the government does is secure. But in fact, if you look at it, the government is the biggest loser of people's personal information out there because, well, it has the most. And
it also doesn't have the same incentives to protect it.
And the problem that we have in this country with illegal immigrants comes from the fact that they can duplicate the IDs that the government has. They do already duplicate them. It's my understanding that you can go to flea markets around the nation and buy these things.
Now I'm kind of a forgetful guy. Like I have an easy tendency to maybe change my pants and leave my wallets in that pants. You know,
I've lost a few myself.
Oh yeah, it's not a hard thing to do. So I should be dragged off to the gulag because I happen to forget it one day.
Yeah, that'll teach you a lesson. You won't forget it after that happens.
Well, this guy carries his passport with him wherever he goes in America. He was born in Tennessee and he carries it with him. So he doesn't have OCD. He just has a modest proposal, right? Like he's not crazy for carrying his passport. I mean, I've had a passport for years. I think actually it's expired now because I haven't gone to the nation in years. But I've never considered carrying this thing around with me. It's absolutely ludicrous. They tell you not to carry your Social Security card around with you, but some people do. It doesn't make any sense. No, that's ludicrous. Carry that thing with you.
He says the other schemes create whole new layers of bureaucracy and vast new burdens for law enforcement. The Arizona legislation.
Obviously, if he's talking about bureaucracy, he's obviously he's not talking about the passport organization because that's the biggest bureaucracy. You send your stuff in. You send your birth certificate into these people. Hope it comes back in 6 weeks.
Wow, I don't remember that happening when I did mine.
It seemed to me that I sent in several very important pieces of information.
Maybe you're right.
And
hoped
that they came back.
The Arizona legislation, he says, is a case in point. It fails to define reasonable suspicion for demanding proof of citizenship and then leaves the proof itself a little vague. In one recent case near Phoenix, a Hispanic truck driver whose license and registration were in order was taken to the offices of the Immigration Service in handcuffs while authorities called his wife at work and made her go home to find the birth certificate showing he was born in the U.S., and the new law won't even take effect officially until July. We actually talked about that story.
They didn't release him immediately upon him, her producing that birth certificate either.
Do you carry your original birth certificate with you? Do you even know where it is? Do I really want to live in a United States where I have to carry my papers with me everywhere and all the time? No. But I don't want any Americans of any race with any accent to have to do so either. So if we're going to do this at all, and maybe that is the price of rationalizing immigration policy, then let's do it to all of us. As things stand, if there...
Because tyranny's better when it's equal.
As things stand, if ever there were a license for corrupt local government officials and crazed citizens to intimidate a community, Arizona's new laws fit the bill, as it were. Anyone discussing this much-discussed immigration law should take the time to read the text. Yeah, right. It's xenophobic populism gone plumb loco, as folks used to say in bad westerns. And if there were any doubt about the parochial... So it sounds like he's acknowledging here that the Arizona law will be used to target brown people. So to that extent, he's right about that, but he takes it in the wrong direction by saying that, well, so we should target absolutely everybody, as opposed to what we would say, which would be that, well, let's try freedom and let people, peaceful people pass through imaginary lines in the sand without hassling them.
Well, I think that there are caveats to our recommendation. You would say that we need to get rid of the welfare system. We need to not force people to pay for other people's schooling.
I wouldn't say those are caveats necessarily. They are suggestions of a direction to go in.
I can tell you that there's no way that anybody's going to go for free immigration. I'm not interested in free immigration when I've got to pay other people's bills. I mean, that's just not
you can just stop paying the government, and then you're not paying anybody's bills. So I hesitate to say that's a caveat. It's an important point that deserves to be made. But if tomorrow I get to press a button and open up, allow people to travel freely, and there's still a welfare system, I'll allow people to travel freely. I'll take whatever increase in freedom wherever I can get it, however I can get it. But we'll continue with his modest proposal here in a little bit. He's not done yet. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to join in the conversation. You can bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our news updates. You can have them delivered in whatever way works best for you. So maybe you prefer to get our emails, or you'd like to follow us on Twitter, or Facebook is your thing. We've got all three. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. signed up. It's free, of course. news.freetalklive.com.
In our public school system, they spend all kinds of time getting you to memorize things like, oh, the state capitals or something like that. They don't spend any time telling you about the legal system. Jurisdictionary.com will teach you just that. It'll with a 5-hour video seminar, two 5-hour audio classrooms, and 15 in-depth reference tutorials, they'll help you to master the mystery of drafting pleadings, understanding the court's power, getting evidence from opponents, motions in hearings, and courtroom objections, and many more things. It's designed so the average 8th grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours. So if whether you're taking a case to court, this will help you to file a pro se suit, or whether you, you know, just keep an eye on your attorney. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. But first, we're going to continue with what this guy calls a modest proposal, that every single person in this country should be carrying a federally issued passport identification card, and that any time some government goon approaches to demand it of you, that you would provide it to them. It's from Newsweek, and let me just continue this before we get into your phone calls here. He points out, and he points out rightfully, that the Arizona law is basically a license for the government people to harass brown people, but he wants to take it in a direction of tyranny for everybody.
Right, because if any police officer can ask anybody for their national ID, then of course it wouldn't be harassment, right?
Which is exactly what we said would happen likely on this program, is that the Arizona law was going to result in racial profiling, people being targeted for being brown, and the solution to this problem, it would simply be that, well, we'll just be able to ask anybody we want, regardless of what color their skin or their hair happens to be.
I would like to point out that my last name makes me sound like I'm brown.
Yes. you could very well be an illegal immigrant.
I could very well. What are you going to do about it, Mark?
I don't know.
So we'll continue this here actually in a moment. Let's go first, though, to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's the cursing stoner from the other day.
All right. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, I just wanted to comment. You guys were saying that, you know, with the national ID card and everything, I don't agree with it at all, as much as you guys don't. But just like driver's license, Ian, you don't carry any licenses around, correct?
Oh no, I have a driver's license, yeah.
Okay, I thought I heard you say one time you make the point not to have anything on you when you're out.
Oh, if I'm going out to do civil disobedience, if I'm just out on the town without driving around, I will not carry the license.
Okay. Well, you carry a license. But let's say we're gonna have to deal with this. If we are going to have to deal with this, why can't it be just like the driver license? Like, if you don't have it on you, you forgot it, you lost it, you just give them the driver's license number, and they look it up real quick.
I don't know about you, but I don't know my driver's license number.
I do. I know my driver's license number for that exact reason. Just like Luther was saying,
it doesn't matter to me what the modification of the plan is. I object to the idea of being forced to identify myself to government people.
I object as much as you do, but I'm just saying, like, that I'm pretty sure that's the they would just do that. Well, you know, if you don't have it on you, just give us your name and we'll look it up on this. You know, they all have laptops in their cars and they'll just look it up, and there's your picture right there. So that's the excuse they're going to come up with. That's what I'm saying. I'm not defending this at all. But I'm just saying, like, if they're going to say, well, you don't want this because you might not have it on you because you lost it in your laundry, well, we'll just look you up in the system, and so we can just do this anyway. That's all they're going to say.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it.
Kyle, I thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So back to the Newsweek guy here. I forget what his name is. Doesn't matter. Just some police status. Christopher Dickey is his name. He says that this kind of self-contradicting conservatism bordering on lunatic libertarianism, I guess he's suggesting that the Arizona law is somehow libertarian. I'm not sure what he's getting at there. That leads, because it's certainly not liberty-oriented, that leads to the crazy situation where people suspected of terrorist connections can be put on a no-fly list, but not on a no-buy list for guns, as New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly noted in a recent testimony on the Hill. Well, enough of that, he says. If we want to protect the nation from illegal immigration, and for that matter from terrorists, then it is the nation, precisely, that should be in charge, and part of the job should be issuing a uniform document to all citizens.
Well, you know, if he says lunatic libertarianism, I don't disagree that probably a good portion, maybe even most people that call themselves libertarians out there, in fact, agree with this Arizona thing, you know, the sovereignty of the border and all that stuff. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't know. I don't really
would
know.
You say it's close?
I don't talk to most people who consider themselves libertarians, so I wouldn't know.
It's all about speculation.
I can't speculate. Right now, he says, about 23% of Americans have some form of passport. Let's make that 100%. And if you want to buy a gun, your passport number should be recorded in your purchase agreement and your records of travels and associations checked before you carry it out of the shop, whether your name is Faisal, Fernando, or Fred. He says, are these revolutionary ideas? No. No, they, in fact, date back to a long time ago, tyrannies that existed long before this one. But raising these issues creates such political firestorms, such widely distorted rhetoric and abuse in the United States these days that, well, I'm glad I've got my passport, says Christopher Dickey at Newsweek.
I can't say that I would miss him that much. This idea that you should check people for their, you know, their past indiscretions when they buy guns. You know, I understand where people are coming from. I don't want to give a gun to somebody who's going to go out and kill somebody within the next 24 hours with it. That's not what I'm looking to do. But I do have questions. I'm convicted of a felony, and it has been more than 20 years now. But I can't own a gun to protect myself and my family. But I could go out and buy one today if I wanted to. I could have one within 24 hours. I don't think there's anybody out there that disputes that.
Mm-hmm.
So the laws don't prevent me from buying a gun. They just prevent me from owning one lawfully. So in this circumstance, the guns don't, that when you prevent outlaw felons from owning guns, only the outlaw felons will own guns. Because any felon can go out and get themselves a gun.
Sure.
It's only the ones that don't want any risk of going back to jail anymore and don't want to protect their families or whatever. They weigh the risks and they say, well, I'm not going to get a gun. Those are the only ones you're preventing from getting a gun. Are those the ones you want to prevent? Because the ones you don't want to prevent already have guns. Or excuse me, the ones you do want to prevent from getting guns already have them. So stop passing these laws and making it that much more difficult for honest people who've gone the right way, honest people from protecting their families.
Toll free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to share your thoughts on this gentleman's modest proposal. Although, I don't know if gentleman is the right word. Anybody that would propose an increase in the tyranny of the police state, I don't know if I consider them a gentleman.
I think his last name says it all.
Dickie? 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Global, environmental, energy, technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger.
Not New World Order.
Because this amazing invention is really all about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th through the 21st, or from June 21st through the 25th. For details, go to GEETinternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Go to GEETinternational.com or email paul@geet.nl.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in and bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, wikiwiki.freetalklive.com.
During the break, we were just I was commenting on how Jack can be so adamant about things he's passionate about. And one thing he's passionate about is a book called An Island Called Liberty. It's probably because his daddy likes it and likes to read it to him, so he can pick up on that. But if you'd like to get this simple story, this simple story with graceful rhymes and beautiful illustrations that any child can really come to love, go to freemarketunderdog.com. It is a story about liberty on an island called Liberty, and you can get a 10% discount if you're a listener of Free Talk Live by using the coupon code FTL. It's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's continue to take your phone calls about anything. Dave, listening in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Luther and Mark.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. Selfishly, I just wanted to call back and actually agree with you guys on something after calling you yesterday. Basically, I wanted to ask you guys a question about the border itself. Do you know the actual law that governs the quote-unquote border?
Sure don't. I don't know any of their laws.
Okay. So what is the law that they talk – well, actually, I think it's Pinckney's Treaty. I did a show on this about a month ago.
Okay.
And it's from 1812, and it basically says that that the private owners, private landowners, are actually the ones that are supposed to enforce their own border law, which I think is a lot more reasonable than what we have going on right now.
And
the
doable and cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I support private property, so if somebody wants to keep people off their private land, I entirely support it.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, as a private property owner, if I want people to be able to come onto my land, then I should be allowed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is actually no border. The 1812 Treaty of San something basically says that it guarantees free transit, mainly for trade and for commerce purposes, but it guarantees free transit back and forth by either people. And so there's actually, the law actually states that we're supposed to allow them free crossing and whatnot without any harassment of any kind. And the thing that bothers me with the Arizona law, although I'm kind of weird and mixed because I think states have the right to do what they want, but the thing that bothers me is that we always seem to go for more policing. You know, it always goes to a regulation or more policing or more browbeating and away from
the
actual, like, real fixes.
What government does, is it moves towards more government. Though I use the term we, I would not include myself in that. And I also don't believe that states, which are nothing more than an imaginary concept, have rights. I think only individuals can have rights.
Yeah. But I think you don't think that, really?
Well, the states are just a fantasy. It's just there is no such thing as a state. It's just a concept that men made up and have deluded themselves into believing there is something like that. They're only individuals and how they behave toward one another.
Well, you give
meaning
to...
That's a little more Trekkie than my view.
That's a little more what than your view? I'm sorry, a little
Trekkie,
more...
like Star Trekkie. I don't really... It's a little bit much for me.
Star Trek is a fantasy concept, just like the state is a fantasy concept. There is no such thing as the state. It's just a group of men and women who've come together, and they share a common delusional belief system. It's really a cult, as Gene the Christian Anarchist would point out.
Okay. All right.
Luther, what is it you were trying to interject?
I lost that thought, but I would add that... To pose a question to David, you said that, you know, this law dated back to 1812, right?
Yeah.
Well, it seems that the argument nowadays is, that was then, this is now. Times are different now, you know, and we need security. We need to close up those borders. What would you say to somebody who would say that?
Well, I think that the real thing that stinks is most of my friends, I mean, here in Alabama, most of my friends are extremely conservative, obviously. And I usually agree with them, like, on a, you know, individual and family basis. I agree with their values for the most part, but as we heard last night with the boobs. But I think that I would just say, why don't we look at, like, allowing people to make the choices for themselves and their families, like allowing them to grow, like, a marijuana plant in the backyard instead of the drugs that are coming across, welfare. If they eliminated, like, the government giving away some of our money, then, you know, those people wouldn't really have a reason to come across because the jobs would be taken up by the percentage of people at that level that need a job. You follow me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other thoughts for us tonight, Dave?
No, thank you.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think he brought up an observation that's true, is that when people want to do something that's impossible, they hand that job to the government. And it's impossible to stop people from foreign lands from coming here wanting a better life. As a matter of fact, I mean, that's why they put the statue out in the harbor there.
Oh, it's not impossible. Look at North Korea.
Yeah, you're right. Nobody wants to get in. Very few people want to get into North Korea. Yeah. But
so if the United States becomes like
North
Korea.
When the United States was the freedom, the shining beacon of freedom, they put a big statue in the harbor that said, give us your poor, your downtrodden, and all those people yearning to be free. We'll make a nation with them.
Wait a minute. You're saying that the Statue of Liberty's message wasn't, give us your rich, give us your talented, give us your upper class? Because that seems to be who they're trying to let in today.
That's educated also.
Yeah. White.
All right, so we're going to continue here. And speaking of Gene the Christian Anarchist, he's here in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi, guys. First, I wanted to say, from a listener's point of view, I've noticed this change in your show format. I much preferred the old format, which was, I've noticed that kind of you're leaning towards theme-oriented and guest-oriented. And the thing that attracted me
most... I'm not sure
most,
what would make you think that.
Well, the thing that first attracted me to Free Talk Live was the just crazy anarchist hodgepodge program where anything would happen after anything else. And I've noticed lately that you've had a lot of guests on and a lot of...
No, really haven't had a lot of guests on. And what themes would you be referring to?
Oh, like dating theme or going with...
Well, we had a guest on who was speaking about dating. Well, on Saturday night, someone called about immigration, and then that took up the remainder of the show because people kept calling, and we have open phone lines. So the Saturday shows have been immigration-themed because people want to talk about immigration, so that's what they call in and talk about. It's an open phone show, Gene, and occasionally we will have a guest on. There's not been a dating theme, however. The guest was a dating guest. And I don't remember the last guest we had on before.
You sound really defensive, Ian. Gene,
anyway,
he's incorrect.
It sounds like, that's what it sounds like from the listener's point of view, and it's really not that important whether I'm right or wrong. It's just it's my perception.
All right. So, well, here you are.
Okay. Not immigration. I don't want to talk about immigration. I want to talk about the welfare state because we see a lot of it. We see a lot of people that are coming in trying to get a signature on the line that says that they're disabled so that they can get disability benefits. And a lot of times their disability is really baloney. I mean, you know, people will come in asking for disability on all kinds of things. We know somebody that's disabled but spent the entire month fishing in the Bahamas. Well, you know what? If you're that disabled or you're applying for disability, you can't spend a month fishing in the Bahamas. I'm sorry. You know, it takes effort to go out in that fishing boat and fish. And why don't you get a job fishing then if you really like fishing instead of trying to get money on disability?
Gene, my wife actually did this for a living at one point. She was the bureaucrat that you had to go through in order to get labeled disabled. And a couple of examples that and of course you don't prove the rule by the examples, but a couple of good ones were basically a guy who couldn't keep a job because he was a jerk wanted to be labeled disabled because he's a jerk. And another guy who claimed to be disabled because he couldn't become sexually aroused with anything but Japanese cartoons.
I've got another one for you.
I'll tell you what. Hang on, Gene. More in a moment. 800-259-9231. Scamming the system, the so-called disabled people. We'll come back with more and your calls as well.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those. And you can also help support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, online and on the air. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
Is your weight out of control? I felt that way in the past. I never got really big, but I didn't feel like I had control over my weight. If you could try this product that has been working for me. I've been taking it for about 6 weeks now and managed to lose weight all along. It's LumaThin Plus. I haven't changed my lifestyle anyway. I'm not working out any differently. I'm not doing anything any different. It just causes me to eat a little less, and that's really the trick. LumaThin Plus at LumaThinPlus.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about welfare and the so-called people on disability who are doing things like taking fishing trips into the Bahamas. What else did you want to share?
Well, on the same theme, it's not just human nature, but it's animal nature to, if you can get something for free, you're not going to want to work for it. I mean, even an animal, if you give them their food for free, they're not going to go out and try to kill for their food or hunt or anything like that. They're just going to sit on their butts, and they get fat.
Yeah.
So this is what we're doing in this country is we're getting fat. But I wanted to mention somebody that my wife worked with in the VA hospital system back in Reno, Nevada, and I don't know the guy's name or anything, but the guy had a job at the Reno VA, and he was a quadriplegic, not a paraplegic. He was quadriplegic in a wheelchair that had a little joystick to move around. And guess what his job was?
What an idea.
It's the same thing as Mark's wife used to be. He had to approve your disability claim. So when you came waddling in there with your little cane and you sat down, this guy comes rolling in his little wheelchair controlled by the joystick, and you had to convince him that you were disabled. Now, there was a good program.
I'm not for government programs, and I don't think we need more bureaucrats. However, I do think that we should probably employ more quadriplegics as the people who get to control who gets disability and who doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think there should be any free handouts. You know, you should go to your family for help. You should go to your church for help or whatever group that you're a part of. You really shouldn't be asking taking money from other people by force to pay for your benefit. And, you know, that's the bottom line.
Very good,
and
sir.
This whole country is getting fat this way. We're all getting fat on free money, and it's going to end sooner or later. Very soon, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's even as much, the force as the entitlement. You know, when people, like you said, feel entitled, you know, they're going to, they know that money is going to be there month after month, year after year. There's no reason for them to go out and work, and it's the same way as, an animal that that you put food out for every day at the house. They're not going to go out and hunt. If you put dry, crunchy cat food out for the cats that are around your house, they're not going to go out and hunt for mice anymore. They're just going to go and eat the food.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Did you want to jump in, Luther, with something there?
It's passed. Don't worry about it.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with Vince in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vince. Vince.
Hello, Ian, Mark.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
And Luther.
Luther, yeah. I wanted to ask you something. If you were familiar with this Max King case in Wisconsin.
Doesn't sound familiar. What is it?
About the distribution of raw milk and cheese products and...
We've heard of stories like this. I don't know if we've talked about this specific one, but I think we actually talked about raw milk earlier this week. What about it? What happened?
Well, they have buying clubs there in Wisconsin. I've been a member of a buying club here in Indiana for about the last 25 years. Mm-hmm. That I buy raw milk and milk and, you know, and cheese and eggs and meat. I don't buy it from the grocery stores. I don't pay any sales tax and... But, you know, I think they're after him because they want him to divulge who his customers are and who's supplying him with the raw milk and the...
And what did they do to him?
Well, they issued an interrogatory order for the sheriff to come and get his records. And eventually, he doesn't have his records available on his property. So he does with them, he can bury them in the ground.
With why this whole raw milk thing is such a big deal, why they're cracking down on it now. Could you guys fill me in, maybe?
Sure. The political process allows people that are more powerful than you to get their cronies into office, and then those people will reward their friends and punish their enemies.
Yes, I understand part.
One of the powerful people out there are people in agriculture, because everybody eats.
Okay.
And the dairy lobby is huge. And the dairy lobby realizes they can't provide raw milk because raw milk doesn't keep as long as pasteurized milk. It's not quite as
and they're mass producing it,
right? Because different things can happen. If you're sloppy in the way that you produce your milk, pasteurization's a good idea, because if there's a little bit of cow poo or whatever gets in, it gets pasteurized. Everything's fine. So raw milk requires a much cleaner process, and my wife and I drink raw milk. So, and we get it from a farm that we can go and look at, it produced if that's what we wish to do, and we have. So, basically, the big milk people don't want the little dairy farmers being able to sell milk on the side. They want those dairy farmers beholden to them. Because you can imagine, if you're a dairy farmer and a gallon of milk's $4. If you're a dairy farmer, what do you think you get when you give it to the big dairy pasteurizer guy?
Yeah, 4 cents.
Maybe 50 cents or something per gallon tops. Whereas if you sell it to other people for just what they get it at the grocery store, and that's what we pay. We pay the same rate that you'd pay at the grocery store, except we buy it from the farmer. And you know where your food came from. It's nice because you're giving money to a local guy. It's not going, out of the state or anything
like absolutely.
That.
So, Vince, anything else you want to share about this?
Well, I just want to share that I do, when I go buy my food stuff from a couple farmers here, both of them are Mennonite farmers, but I do see the cows, out wandering around in the grass and not in the mud. Because I go past one of these big corporate farms and the stench is god awful.
Yeah, they keep too many cows. The big farms keep too many cows in too small of an area. They feed them grains and things like that in order to get larger production. it's better to have grass-fed milk. You know, that's it's a better life for the cow.
Vince, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Mark, you let me borrow some, or you allowed me to have some of the raw milk in the past. And the thing you told me about it was that it goes bad quicker because it doesn't have any preservatives in it.
I've learned new things, but go on.
Oh, I was going to say, if that's the case, that's one of my objections to it is that if it costs the same for me as a single man, it costs more because it takes me a week or so or longer to go through a half a gallon. So
you get different sizes. You can get a quart. You can get
a gallon. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to run out to the local farm every time I need a pint of milk.
That indeed.
A lot of effort.
In my life, the way it goes is that we have a friend who kind of. She does this co-op thing, and she goes by when she goes into town. She always goes by. So she just drops off the food. She pretty much handles that stuff. So when we need milk, we send an email, and the next day we've got milk. So that pretty much, if we have to deviate from our normal two times a week getting milk, then, that's fine. The reason that we thought it went bad more quickly is because it was sort of staying around the surface and it smelled bad. It was staying around the cap, the lid.
Oh, okay.
We were smelling a bad lid, essentially.
Gotcha.
So I think that it keeps probably for closer to 10 days than that 6 days that we used to think it kept.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Let's talk to Ty in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ty.
Hello.
Tennessee.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Yes, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
I like this idea of a stateless society, but I've been wondering how disputes, property disputes and infractions against life, liberty, and property would be resolved in such a society.
Yeah, it's a great question and one that I can't answer in the next 30 seconds. So if you want to hang on and discuss it a little in detail, you're welcome to. Otherwise, we'll discuss it in detail coming up here, or at least as much detail as we can in the third hour. But it's a great question, and it's one that it was probably one of the last issues that stood between me being just a libertarian and me being somebody who believes in a truly voluntary society.
Right, and I don't think that we're going to get to this stateless society anytime in the next week. So probably answering this question, it's not you or I or anybody who's going to come up with these answers. We'll give you what our ideas are, but that doesn't mean that that's the way things are going to work out.
No, we can't realize it, but we have to have our eye on the prize.
Indeed.
Yep. If you want, you're welcome to hang on. We can talk about this in Hour 3, which is coming up shortly, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. More moments.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand.